DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Someone on the YouTube chat said if the Mountaineers get blown at, who's going to be drunker, Crowley or Bob Huggins? I think Bob quit, and I will not be drinking on Saturday. So we will be equally as sober. Yeah.
Good for you guys. I'm proud of both of you.
Thank you. A lot of growth.
A lot.
That music means it's time to quiz Callis. We can't find Pat Bostic. He had to jump off to take a phone call, but he has not yet returned.
Sorry. Let's go.
Take it away, Mr. Dickinson.
Are you ready, Callis?
No.
Okay. This week on Quiz Callis, did they play for Pitt or did they play for West Virginia? The Backyard Brawl is on Saturday, 3:30 kick. One of the best rivalries in all sports.
I don't want to jinx it, but I feel like I should know these. So I'm excited.
That's what I'm... This is exactly what the point of the game is. Exactly the point. Did they play for Pitt or did they play for West Virginia? Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Oderic Turner.
Oh, my. West Virginia.
Gosh.
That is incorrect. Oderic Turner played wide receiver for the University of Pittsburgh.
Man.
Was one of our teammates, actually. All right, number two. Stedman Bailey.
West Virginia.
That is correct. Stedman Bailey.
The good news is you got a 50-50 chance here.
You do have a 50-50 chance. Stedman Bailey was a wide receiver.
Stop me from being embarrassed before.
Should have won the Biletnikoff.
He had a good year. He did have a good year that year, but he didn't. Number three, Rashid Marshall.
Pitt.
That is incorrect.
Doe.
Yeah, that is incorrect. Rashid Marshall played quarterback for West Virginia.
I was just talking about this with a couple guys, Wes and Roddy, that Rashid's on the staff, right?
Yes, he is.
So is Pat White.
Uh-huh.
So is Noel Devine. Pat Narduzzi mentioned this week that Steve Slayton's on the staff. Someone put on Twitter, like, does anyone want to let Steve know that he's on the West Virginia staff?
He should be collecting checks.
Yes. Collected checks? For what?
Yeah, for being on the staff. He doesn't even know he's on the staff.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, number four. Ray Graham.
The name sounds familiar.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
Pitt.
That is correct. Ray Graham was a running back at the University of Pittsburgh. Kid.
If you didn't preface these with the clear idea that you didn't know, people might think you know more than you do. You should just take your 50-50 stab and
just
move
let them
on.
Go.
Okay.
Number five, Major Harris.
Just pick one, dude.
Pitt.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, Pat's like, just pick one.
Major Harris played quarterback at West Virginia.
You took 30 seconds to pick one or the other. I mean,
it was 10 seconds.
Right? Brashear.
Number six, Mark Bulger.
Pitt.
That is incorrect. Bulger played for West Virginia. Number seven, Rod Rutherford.
Pitt.
There that you is go, correct.
Kid.
Yay. He's getting most of the Pitt ones right.
Three Whippiel City League quarterbacks in a row there. That is Pitt, Rod Rutherford. Number eight, Owen Schmidt.
West Virginia.
There you go.
That is correct. Owen Schmidt played fullback at West Virginia.
He's knotted up at four apiece here, boys.
Number nine, Henry Hynoski.
Oh, gosh. West Virginia.
That is incorrect.
Oh, boy.
Henry Hynoski played fullback at the University of Pittsburgh. That's two fullbacks in a row.
The Polish plow.
Yes. Number 10, Dom DeSico.
Pitt.
That is correct. Dom DeSico played safety for the University of Pittsburgh.
Five a pop here, huh?
Can I give him a couple of bonus ones, break the tie here?
I have one bonus one here.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I have one bonus one. Number 11, Dan Moses.
West Virginia.
That is correct.
Wow.
Dan Moses played center for West Virginia.
6-5, Remington.
Was a very good player out of Wash High.
Can I throw two more bonuses in there?
Hold on.
Oh.
Those aren't the bonuses.
Oh!
We have one more. This is number 12. And then the bonus. Number 12. Greg Lee.
Pitt.
Oh!
That is correct.
Wow.
So he is up, what, 1?
7-5.
He's up 7-5.
All right, here's a bonus one, and then Crowley can give you two bonus
ones. Where's your Pat Bostick's and your Pat White's and the stuff that I would...
Because you know that.
Yeah.
Here's a bonus.
This would be a challenge, Callis.
Here's a bonus. Are you ready?
Yes.
Russell Shell.
Jeez. Pitt.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Drat.
Russell Shell played for both Pitt and West Virginia.
He's got to be the only player in history. He's got to be the only player in history that's played for both schools.
That's a good little trivia question.
Has to be.
Is that the end or does Crowley want to try?
Crowley, do you have two more bonus questions?
I do.
Okay.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has to be.
Go ahead.
What a high school player he was.
Doran Dickerson.
You think you're funny. Look at you. You should see his lips quivering right now. His smile starting to emerge from his face. Now he's covering it with his hand. Yeah, you dummy. Doran played for Pitt.
Pat Bostick.
Bostick.
There you go. There it is. There's the question I wanted to hear. Yeah, Pat played for Pitt.
So he got 9 correct.
Job, Callis.
The ones he got wrong though
were wrong.
Like
Major Harris.
Major Harris is probably the second best quarterback in West Virginia.
Pat, why do you act surprised every week though? This is the same thing you say it every week. You're like, oh man, Callis really. He got more than half right, but he got the.
I guess I just feel like with every week you would get better, and improve. And you stayed pretty consistently bad.
Hey, you gave me the conferences again. I did better the second time than the first.
So we do have to build some traction here. We have to get back to this at some point and see if he
retains.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. I've retained a lot.
A text from my good friend, Adam A.B. Brown.
Yeah, I just got a text from Johnny Ift.
Mm-hmm.
Said the same thing.
Yep. Who?
A.B. Brown transferred from Pitt to West Virginia.
He was one of the premier backs for them whenever they went to the national championship and lost to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Here's the question. Has anyone ever transferred from West Virginia to Pitt? Seems like it's Pitt to West Virginia, typically.
I think that there was one, right?
Who?
Oh,
help us out here, folks.
I love our listeners.
412-928-9370.
Texter, no one knows who the hell those guys are. Pitt and WVU stink. If you don't know who those guys are, then you are not a college football fan.
Why?
They don't care though, Pat.
They don't care. They're unrivaled. They don't care. God. You get me off on a bad foot today. I'm gonna steam out of here and be all pissed off. Seriously. Why do people have to hate? Like,
I don't know.
Pitt, West Virginia, we're playing each other. Great. Right. Like, we actually wanna, you know, play good people. And guess what? I don't agree with Our guy, oh shoot, Lou Holtz very much. Big Ten stinks. Stinks. Seriously. Stinks. Do you disagree with me? Unrivaled. We're going to play a tough conference schedule. And on the road to Rutgers.
Big Ten stinks.
Stinks.
Thanks.
I know that Penn State's in the Big Ten because of Quiz Callis.
Attaboy, Harry.
Yippee.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.